Started work at Manchester University as a cleaner in 2012. And I was there up until 2016. I had a bit of a nervous breakdown, a mental breakdown. And so for 4 years, I've been trying to recover. And yeah, I'm on the process now, on the road to recovery. I'm getting all the help that I need, yes. Because obviously, when I was young, I was brought up by domestic violence. And then at 15, something terrible happened. 19, my best friend was doused in petrol and murdered. And then when I was 21, 22, I was thrown out by my family, coming from Muslim culture and everything. They just didn't understand. So for 25 years, I've been on my own in and out of hostels. And I've finally managed to get a base. And that's my home. For 14 years I've had it. I decorated it, got a little loan, budgeting loan, and yeah, put the carpet in and decorated it because I could paint myself. And I got a bit of furniture, you know, what was given to me, secondhand. My favourite flower is rose. So I go red, green and black. And another thing, it's Kenya's flag as well. My parents are from Kenya and I love it. Mombasa, my mum told me stories. I'm on universal credit. That £80 a week that's going to be cut in September. I have food banks. I've never used a food bank in my life. And I had to about a year ago. It's desperate. And I don't know how people are surviving. They're not. It's... Stockport Road is turned into a zombie. It's like I'm in a different country. I don't recognise it. So, yeah, I would like to go to Afghanistan. That's where my fiancé will be from. I met him outside. I was working as a volunteer in Scope Charity Shop. And he just seen me walk. I was chatting to Joan, one of the customers that used to come in, and it was a break, so I said, can I go for a cigarette? And he was just going next door to get some lino. I want to learn Arabic. I like intelligence. I don't like people that don't have any education because it's free in this country. And there's no excuse because I know people that can't even... They can't even read a book. And these are 30-year-olds. You know, when I used to work in the Manchester University, I used to work in the Schuster building. And the Schuster building does nuclear physics. And what they're discovering at the moment is the dark atom. They want to know what's in space. You know, it's dark, isn't it? What is going on? Where I live is on the 15th floor. It's a high-rise building. Got a proper bird's-eye view of everyone down below. Butterwick Street, Garden, I could see all the way to Mount Road. And then it goes all the way to Snake's Path, Yorkshire Moor. You know, it's a bird's-eye view. And that's all I see. And the night time, you see the night sky. And the lights are on. And it's breathtaking. And you know what, I would like to get some binoculars and have a look up in the sky, but then again, you've only got stars, and I'm sorry, I've not got the patience to look at a star because it does nothing. I like Shabaranks because I grew up with it, you see, and I like R&B and Coldplay. Actually, have you heard the latest one, Higher Power? Yeah, he's my favourite, Coldplay.